This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. In Mel Brooks's The Producers, a failing Broadway producer named Max Bialystock and his impressionable accountant Leo Bloom purposely oversell shares in a musical. It's a scam designed to net them millions, provided the show bombs and the investors don't have to be paid. They set about finding the worst script, the worst director, the worst cast, a guaranteed flop. And they find a play certain to offend moral as well as aesthetic sensibilities, a musical comedy by an unreconstructed Nazi about Adolf Hitler. And, of course, the musical, Springtime for Hitler, succeeds, landing Bialystock and Bloom in prison. The Producers was a Mel Brooks movie in 1968. On Broadway today, it is a sold-out blockbuster hit that has broken records for Tony nominations, 15 of them, including one that Mr. Brooks is especially proud of. He has been nominated for Best Original Score, Music and Lyrics, written for the theater.
The Producers begins with a little curtain raiser called Opening Night, and we meet Max Bialystock with his latest venture, a show called Funny Boy, a musical adaptation of Hamlet.
Yes.
So at least you get to meet, you get the texture and the aura of Max Bialystock, and he launches himself into a song of a wild, you know, combination of hope and despair. You know, the 12-rhyme run, mm-hmm. which is not easy for anybody to do. You know, I don't know. You have the record there?
We do have it right here, or I have the...
It's
the King of Broadway here.
The King of Broadway.
And he's
and
saying,
it's the last phrase that Bialystock sings against a kind of Russian-Jewish rug rhythm.
There'll be gala opening nights again. You'll see my name in lights again. I'll go from dark to brights again. My spirit's high as kites again. I'll never suffer slights again. I'll taste those sweet delights again. No plethora of flights again. No blossoming of blights again. No frantic fits or frights again. Fame is in my sights again. I'll take those fancy flights again. I'm gonna scale the heights again. Bialystock will never drop. Bialystock will never stop. Bialystock will be on top again.
I haven't been this happy since the original shooting of the original Producers, the movie at Lincoln Center, when the fountain went off and Gene Wilder said, I want everything I've ever seen in the movies. That was the happiest moment of my life.
That's 30 years ago. It's more than 30 years ago.
And now here the circle has turned. We've come back, and here we are on Broadway. And there, instead of Gene Wilder, we have Matthew Broderick. And instead of Zero Mostel, we have Nathan Lane. And those guys look like they were born to do it.
Now, I want to just ask you one more thing.
Will you play the rest of it when I'm not talking? Promise me, Siegel.
Yes. Yes.
Listen, what you got to do is play some of these songs here. I want to win the Tony as the best composer of the year.
I understand.
I can't win unless they hear the songs. Once they hear the songs, I think I will win.
Just so no one can say we broke our word to Mel Brooks, the Producer's score includes, among other tunes, a very funny number in which director Roger Debris, the worst director in New York, explains that a Broadway hit must be funny.
No matter what you do on the stage, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay. Whether it's murder, mayhem, or rage, don't complain, it's a pain, keep it gay.
And a love song that Brooks says is inspired by all those old Rodgers and Astaire numbers.
That face, that face, that dangerous face. I mustn't be unwise. Those lips, that nose, those eyes could lead to my demise. That face.
And there's the song After Springtime for Hitler gets rave reviews as a satiric masterpiece as Bialystok and Blum commiserate over their unintended success.
We searched Broadway on and off for singers with a cough. We had tryouts and auditions by the score. And to trip the light fantastic, we picked dancers who were spastic. If anyone chatted, we chatted them out the door. They shouted hooray for that sausage on display. Where did we go right?
The Producers is one of four musicals nominated for its score. There's also A Class Act, The Full Monty, and Jane Eyre. So Mel Brooks is doing some campaign outreach with the 710 Tony voters.
Don't you think Tony voters would probably be listening to All Things Considered? I mean, they're not just martini drunks. You know what I mean? They get up. They're up in the morning. They listen to, All Things Considered, which is what, 4 p.m.? I mean, they're up by 4.
That's right. They're probably up, and you think you might be able to influence their votes this way.
Yes. They're just finished, throwing ice water over their heads to get over the cosmopolitan rush that they've done the night before.
Because as you did point out to me, you're only one of several people nominated for the Tony.
I am only one, but I have a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
Carl and I won that for the, best...
For the 2,000-year-old man?
2,000-year-old man. I have two Oscars. I don't know if you know what they're for. Do you know?
The Critic. Didn't you win an Oscar for The Critic? Yes.
Absolutely.
One of the greatest shorts ever made.
Yes. That and Fruit of the Loom are the best shorts ever made. I got an Oscar for the screenplay of The Producers.
So you want a Tony to complete the set is what you're
saying.
And
I've got three or four Emmys, Uncle Phil and, the Sid Caesar Show as a writer. I got some. So, I mean, it's the only major award I do not have. And, do you know what I could get? Think about this.
Yes.
Siegel.
Yes, I'm listening.
Siegel on eBay. If I sold all four awards, all four Mel Brooks awards, I could get over $100. I mean, easily, So, I mean, it would be nice to have. It would be nice.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in to talk with us.
Anyway, it was a pleasure.
Mel Brooks, who wrote the score for the hit Broadway musical, The Producers. Mr. Brooks will have to wait until June 3rd to find out if his campaign for a Tony Award has been successful. But there is no question of his success at the box office. Tomorrow on All Things Considered, the story of just how far one man went to get a fourth-row orchestra suite for The Producers. Our program is directed by Marika Partridge, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Paris Morgan, and the production staff includes Art Silverman, Julia Redpath, and Rhonda Ray. Our executive producer is Ellen Weiss. I'm Robert Siegel, and you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.